If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Might as well let Mary go first today. She's got a production piece, as we call it in the business.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
What's with?
What is with? This has happened to me twice in the last couple of months. What is with gift cards that don't work?
Well, ask Kevin.
Anyone?
You got scammed.
Yeah, this happened to me.
Really? So I'm
on to something. People are going into stores and somehow they're checking out. They're basically stealing the money. I mean, I eventually got the money. I had to contact the company directly, and they were great,
yeah.
And they sent me a digital gift card. But, yeah, there are scammers going into these stores and doing something with the gift cards.
Yeah, because, okay, this one was perfectly – it was sealed. It was all
so,
– you know, they're
so
all
was mine.
Sealed up.
So was mine.
Open it up. It's missing two of the claim code numbers.
Oh.
Missing two of the claim codes. And
what's
this
with
was
that?
A big company, begins with an A – if you know what I mean.
Amazon?
Yep. And so they were very good. You know, we contacted them. We had to just show the proof of the card back in front, took a picture, blah, blah, blah. They sent us
blah.
The refund.
I mean, it happens all the time.
But
though.
I got a visa, too, about 3 months ago from someone who I won't even name. But that one
you
was like
say, you always say that and then you name them.
Yeah,
so
why would you say that?
I can't do this one, Mike. No.
Okay.
It was
it?
Scratched off, but it was still sealed. And it was scratched off.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here? And that one I did not get back.
Don't give gift cards like that. You know what we learned? Kevin, didn't they tell you not to buy them just off of a rack? If you're going to buy a gift card, buy it from the company that you intend to give the gift card
That's
from.
That's what they recommended.
But
yes.
Don't buy them. Okay. So, luckily this person bought it at the company that begins with a big W.
Or just buy it online and give somebody.
Yeah, digital.
True. It's nicer to give the card, but if this is going to happen.
You're at a store. You see all those gift cards.
Well,
it's easy, you know?
A big W like Woolworth's.
Yeah, Woolworths for sure. The 5 and 10,
Weebles.
Steve.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, you know, Kevin earlier surprised us all, Lisa. Sometimes I know you can't listen too closely during the news, but he talked about the fact that he walks around with a couple of pickles in his pocket all the time.
Excuse me?
We were talking about
this conversation.
Steve brought up pickles.
The Burger Fest in Roscoe Village, and I said, you got to... bring your own pickles, and Kev said, I've always got a couple pickles in my pocket.
I don't know why I said that, but I have.
It tickled. The pickle tickled.
That's cute. I like that.
So I thought we'd dive into the story of the pickle a little bit more. We've been touching upon it a little.
Have you ever pickled your own pickles, Steve?
You know the 3-2-1 rule? Are you aware of that?
I might be.
3 parts vinegar, 2 parts water, 1 part sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you pickle something.
I've pickled.
What's the pickled pepper saying?
So pickling dates back to 2030 BC.
Wow.
When cucumbers were first pickled in the Tigris Valley, making it one of the oldest methods of food preservation. Cleopatra, she liked her pickles.
She was a pickler?
She would often need a pickle. In fact, she would have them regularly. She believed it contributed to her beauty and to her health.
She wasn't attractive.
Kevin, are you there?
I'm here. I had football teammates at halftime would drink pickle juice because they thought it helped with cramps.
Well, it's supposed to. But I'm talking about ancient stuff now.
Right.
I mean, you know Cleopatra. She was Egypt and everything.
Football's more important.
Julius Caesar. He was the Roman emperor. He fed pickles to his soldiers.
I bet he had pickles in his pants.
I'm just surprised they all got multiple pickles in their pants.
Well, we don't all, Lisa. In fact, some of us aren't packing at all. But, you know, Julius Caesar thought it would provide strength and vitality, like have a pickle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so the word pickle comes from a Dutch word. Now, Kevin, I want you to play in this one.
Okay.
What is the Dutch word that the word pickle comes from?
I'm going to phone a friend, Lisa Dent.
The Dutch word pickle comes from...
How do we know any Dutch words?
You're the Dutch.
I'm Flemish. I mean, I'm Belgian. What am I?
I do not know, Steve. I'll go with I do not know.
It's actually pickle.
Oh.
The Dutch word pickle, P-E-K-E-L, means salt water or brine. I know we're running out of time. America was discovered in part by America Vespucci. He was known as the pickle merchant because he traded preserved foods. So there you go, Kev. Thanks for opening that.
Yeah, you got it. You ever need a pickle, let me know, Steve.
Pocket of pickles.
A lot of pickle history.
What do you have?
I have another pizza list. This one, the top 50 pizzas in the USA, and only two Chicago spots made it. One of them came in at number 6. So these are the top 50 in America. Any guesses?
These are regular pizzas. These aren't frozen.
These are like pizzerias across America.
Oh, please don't tell me it's Pizza Hut.
No, it would be Roberts. This is here in Chicago.
Oh, Roberts. Yes. Well, you just had that yesterday. They're the best.
We had Roberts twice this week.
Yeah,
that was
crazy.
Great. Roberts came in at number 6. Why not, Mary?
I missed the first delivery.
Ooh, brutal. That's the highest ranked Chicago pizzeria. And then coming in at 44, Coda di Volpi, which is up on Southport, kind of by Wrigley. I hadn't even heard of it, but it looks like a great spot. So just two Chicago places on the top 50 pizza spots in America.
All right. News coming up next. We will speak with Colby Hall. He's a media contributor for News Nation. He's got some inside scoop on the Stephen Colbert thing. That's after the news with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
So pickles seem to be having a moment.